adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Doug and Dan both here from Hoobastank. Yeah.
Clappity clap.
We couldn't figure out. We spent a while trying to figure out who was in here last time. Hoobastank was in here, and at the end of, we just agreed to disagree and move forward, or not care. I don't know. It was. I seem to remember being.
What was
here.
The conclusion?
It was the both of you. I totally remember.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right.
I'm so starstruck.
What about the laser thing?
Got that it. Was the time before in a different studio.
But I remember. Bruce. Here's yeah. how those conversations started. I straightened your guys' names out in my own mind and got and. I don't normally get that solidly for guests. I let him worry about that, and I kind of kind of get it.
Drew doesn't normally know who's on the show.
And I had to explain to him who was who and what's going on. And I said, "What well, I host? I opened the show that night. I must have.
I that's must, the reason I was straightening that out. Late. Yeah. I did Kimmel that night. Maybe I was guest hosting that
or
week,
or maybe I was
or
preparing
something.
For you to be late or something. You weren't.
Well, you know, like I like when Drew does this. Like when we used to do the Loveline, the TV show, he would go. Well, now, Adam, I agree with, and he'd look over at the band on the sofa, and he'd look back at me, and he'd go, the guests. And I realized right then and there, Drew did not know the name of three-quarters of the celebrities and bands that were actually out on stage with
three-quarters,
you for the hour-long
generous,
show.
Generous.
15/16 of the bands that were out there. And not only bands, but just C-list celebrities would get on the
show. So you didn't
show.
Remember this, or you did
No, I did. I had you guys all just nailed. And I remember being in there with you guys, too. And I don't normally have that vivid a memory of it. It's usually because I'm responsible for
producer,
something.
Producer Ann, who just got done patting herself on the back for having this cheat sheet with the dates and all the stuff, the band and all that. And I said, what was the band on last? And she said, well, it's right there in front of you. Had Dan and Dan.
Dan and Dan?
Had you both as Dan. So Drew caught that at the end.
That's right.
Because, let me tell you something. I'm like a fembot, a mask bot.
Just programmed.
Sperm bot. I would look down and said, well, it's Dan and Dan from Hoobastank. And then I don't let you guys talk, so we'd been into the 11 o'clock hour before.
Thanks, Dan and Dan.
You would have corrected me. No, you know what I would have done? I would have
11:30 rolls were like, I'm Doug.
I would have done a good 20 minutes on, when you guys travel and there's two suitcases and they both say Dan, or when somebody calls and wants to speak to Dan, and both you, or there's some hot chick in the audience saying, I love you, Dan, holding a shot. I would have done about 40 minutes on that. And then at the end of it, you would have quietly reminded me that
we've never both been called Dan, but I've many occasions been called Doug and he's been called Dan.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. It must be the goatee, man.
It's the D. Nobody can get it straight.
I don't, I've been called Alan many times and do not monkey with it. Drew, do you ever get called something else and just keep moving?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah.
Drew, you know, we did this for you last time too.
On this album?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Drew wants another autograph.
My kids are getting really into
more kids, huh?
Yeah.
eBay.
Let me tell you this, the CD...
This album, though?
Yeah, it was.
All right.
Drew, you better hope you had a mild stroke this afternoon, because if we need to take you in and get you a PET scan. Kind of thing.
I think you're right.
What you need to do right now is stop talking and lie down.
There you go.
There you go.
We should just get a cot and a microphone for you, and you should just recline. Yes?
Yeah.
All right. Number one song in the country now. What the hell is going on with Hoobastank?
I don't know.
How do they figure out what the number one song in the country is? Right, the most spins
well,
in the radio station.
It's obviously the best song. It's got to
be. Well, for sure, it's the best.
And we have it.
Or is it the most? How do they call it? Shipped records or shipped CDs?
No, that's sold though.
This is just the most played rock song in the country.
Right, it's the number one rock song, and I guess. They go through radio stations, have to have
Stop
logs.
Stop speculating.
And stuff.
Ask these guys, I'll tell you.
They don't know.
We have no idea about those guys.
Yeah, those guys in there might know, but.
Yeah.
But,
the Wranglers.
Yeah. Yeah, so each radio station says how many times they played a certain song, and then they just get all that information. They figure out which one has the most spins, right. So like the rock genre and the rap and R&B.
There
you go. All right.
Figured it all out.
Let's take some photos. Well, I'm probably wrong.
It's an amazing feeling, too, because, you know, when it was number two, it was awesome, and then when it went to number one, it was almost like going from 15 years old to 16 years old. Remember how you felt?
Yeah.
That was great.
Free at last.
Yeah.
Stepmom's going to let you borrow
from
the Honda.
20 to 21.
Ooh.
Yeah, we feel like that right now.
Now we're legal.
Yeah. I'd popped my drinking cherry about 15, though. So by the time I turned 21, it was like, yeah, I'm hungover from last night. I'm not going to be doing too much boozing. Actually, does everyone remember their 21st birthday and what you did?
No.
Yes.
You don't?
You do?
Well, I didn't drink until I was probably about 23. I never drank anything.
Really?
But we went to a strip club on my 21st
birthday.
Yeah.
That
was my first.
Well, that's for yours, but what the hell did I do for mine?
We did nothing for yours.
Probably. Whatever.
My 21st. Here's what I did on my 21st birthday. Just trying to figure out what year. It was 1944. Yeah. Our boys had just come back from the war. I think Truman was in office. Drew, what'd you do?
I was a senior in college, and I don't remember doing anything.
I did. I know exactly what I did, and I don't remember too much.
However, I was living in Massachusetts at the time where the drinking age was 18.
Oh, so no big. Yeah. That's why I don't remember.
Yeah.
I went out partying with my friends. I got loaded at a party. I mean, obliterated because I was 21 and I had to drink. And I fell asleep on a box spring that was in an alley behind the party. I don't know if you want to call it falling asleep. Because falling asleep would imply like brushing your teeth, and fluffing your pillow, and kicking your slippers off. This is more just like a wrestler had thrown me off a cinder block fence onto this box spring, and I just sort of sprawled out. My friends found me. Before they left, scraped me up and threw me in a VW van, and we went off and partied a little more. But I was obliterated, and eventually got dropped off at my buddy's house, the Wheeze, who had just bought a new BMW or just got a new car.
Wow!
And I landed at the Wheeze's house. And I was like, my head's spinning. I'm not feeling good. I drank too much. I got it. Can you drive me home? And he said, yeah, but first. We're going on a Mulholland run because I just got my new wheels, and he was a maniac, so we had to go up to Mulholland while he took his new car through his paces like a maniac, you know, sideways on every corner. I was like, I was dying. I was like, please crash so we can just die already because I'm going to heave all over your headliner. And then he dropped me off, and guess who had to work the next day?
Oh, yeah. Well, not the next day, 4 hours later.
Well, no, but this was a Friday. I was working on a Saturday digging ditches.
Yeah.
Yeah, those
were the good old days.
Oh, great times! Huh. All right, I really should have killed myself, Drew. That's my biggest lament in life is not killing myself when I was 22. Hope you kids learn a lesson from that. All right, let's get to the phones, Drew. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Dan and Doug looking around like, what? Okay, what?
Yeah.
Now what do we say?
Well, that's an important message. Lee.
Yes.
You're 23.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well. My fiance wants me to sleep with other guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not such a great idea, is it?
No, that's why I haven't done it yet.
Does he want to do it with you present? With him present?
No,
rather?
He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to know who these guys are. He just wants me to do it.
Why, pray tell?
What's the point?
That's my question. But he says it's because he feels funny calling me a slut when I've only slept with two women. Or two men.
He drew funny.
My girlfriend was more like her boyfriend.
He wants to be able to call you a slut and feel good about it?
I like him calling me a slut, but yeah, he doesn't want to feel bad about it.
Oh, yeah. This union has been blessed. You got to have some kids. And by the way, Drew, what percentage of our callers, when you say, why, pray tell, think you're mispronouncing their name? They're actually calling them pray tell.
80%. That's Michelle.
Dr. 80%. Truth thought I was black or Mexican or something.
Lee's from Kansas.
Yeah.
What percentage of your callers actually liked being called sluts?
Oh, that's slut. Well into the 80s.
Oh, it could be.
Hey, Lee, I'm confused here. The fiance of 2.5 years, it says?
Well, you got that wrong. Fiance of a year and a half.
Okay.
We've been together 2 years.
How old is he?
He's 24.
And he likes to call you a slut?
Yeah, he does. And I like and being called a slut.
All right.
And in order to feel good about that, he needs to make sure that you are one?
I don't know if that's his reasoning or not. He just says he feels odd about calling
Lee's
me one
angry.
When I'm not.
Lee's angry.
On medication.
Lee is? Lee, are you on medication or are you just angry?
I'm not angry. I'm just
you're angry.
Completely confused.
I know you're angry. Big gal?
No.
Hmm?
No, I'm about 150.
About 150? How tall?
5'7".
All right, let me do some radio math here.
Well, you haven't played that in a long time.
Well, here's the thing. When you say 5'7", 150, you go, let me just give me the five. You're 5'5", and 13 sixteenths, and 159. But when you say about 150, I go ahead and jack 20 pounds onto my 159. No, you're 179, okay, Drew.
Okay. I beg your pardon.
All right, so we got 5'5", and 13 sixteenths. Yeah. And we got 179.
Okay. Four.
Yeah. Now, the only reason I say she's angry is because whenever I want to strangle callers, it always means they're angry.
Well, also means they're abuse survivors.
You've been abused.
Because when Adam wants to abuse somebody, it's
they're abused.
He wants to pile on to their misery.
Great. I know.
I still don't see what the point of the call was.
Well, that's part of the mystery here.
So, where's your dad, Lee?
He's married to my mother.
Wow, that's where he is? That's shocking. And that's a bit of an angry answer.
Yeah, well, it's all a little angry. And how do you... okay, so they're still together.
Yeah.
And now, was he a good guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and he's never abused me.
What's missing? Alcoholic?
No, not my dad. My grandfather was.
Did he abuse you?
No.
When did you lose your virginity?
When I was 21.
Ooh. And no sexual abuse?
I was abused when I was 13.
Okay.
Now it's coming again.
Yeah. What, you were raped at 13?
Focus.
No, I was not raped. It was a molestation. It was no actual intercourse.
Okay. But
who did this?
A neighbor.
We would predict that there's something even before that. So maybe physical abuse before that?
No, I was not physically abused.
Or
verbally abused.
What's your dad do for a living?
Retired military.
Aha!
Were you moving around a lot?
Two stints in Germany, the rest of the time here in Kansas.
Mm-hmm. That's the same place, really.
But in the same city, or would you move from city to city?
Yes, same city.
All right. Yeah.
Well, what about the neighbor who molested you? How old was he?
I do not really recall. He was a friend of my older brother. That's all I recall.
So we'd imagine he'd be your older brother's age.
My brother's 27, so at the time he's probably 16.
Mm-hmm. And was your older brother tough on you?
No.
All right. Well, we're going to flip over all the cards. I can, you know, you can. Now, it's a subtle thing, but Lee's angry.
Well, at the very least, I don't get angry so much, but I see where she's evoking the desire to abuse in you.
There's something wrong with that.
That's very predictive.
No. She gives her curt answers, and they're always a little twist to them.
Yeah, a little knife twist.
It's a little, little F you.
Yeah.
All right. So, Lee, this guy is not the world's greatest guy. I'm not sure what's up with you that you would be attracted to this guy or want to go along with this.
Why you wouldn't ask questions about this bizarre request and wouldn't seem
to
know. I
have asked questions.
And yet, when we ask you about the
light on it, that I understand.
Well,
his whole reasoning is he feels odd calling me one when I'm not. That's his entire reasoning.
Yeah. Well, that's total BS, and it's totally bizarre.
Yeah, that doesn't.
And when you say to him that it's bizarre and ridiculous,
is it something that you asked to be called, or he just started calling you? So you wanted to be called this?
Yes.
And he feels so. This isn't something that he's into. It's just he's doing this for you, but he feels weird.
Well, he also enjoys, what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, S&M?
Yes.
Ass play.
Exactly. Oh. That's right, Adam. S&M.
And you don't think it's a little bit off to be wanting to be called a slut all the time?
He doesn't call me a slut all the time, just during sex.
Okay. Yeah. Was that right in my ass play, or was it the S&M part?
S&M.
Oh, okay.
And he's a great guy. He's in college.
Sure
he does not, he is sweet, he is kind, he's loving.
Welding schools, not college.
Not welding school.
What kind of schools he go to?
He spent 4 years at UMBC, and now he's at BIC, studying the culinary arts. He'd like to be a chef. And now everybody knows who he is. Who's listening to the show? Who knows?
All right. All right. Listen, Lee, don't have any kids with him for a while.
I wasn't planning on it.
Okay, good.
Not for a while.
Either.
How are you about kids? You all right with that?
I love children. I'd like to have them now, but I'm going to wait because it's not the right time.
Okay.
Either, Lee, either this wasn't sort of a meaningful question. It was just sort of a, well, I'm going to ask the guy on the radio because you're such an idiot for asking me that all the time. I mean, it's the only, or there's something horribly wrong here. We're not getting at it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So just, okay, if you're just goofing around, fine. That's fine.
All right. Just don't have any kids.
Yeah. Either way, don't have any kids, yes.
Please don't. Hmm. Or if you do, send them away somewhere.
Yeah, and don't go sleep with other guys either.
No, I don't think she has any intention of that.
But if your girlfriend told you that you can go have sex with other girls and she didn't want to know about it,
then she would.
But there's something wrong.
No, I agree, but it would be great for a week.
Were you to go do it, she would freak like all hell on you. She would absolutely go insane.
Right. So don't ask me.
Right.
My wife
just tell me what to
propose that to me.
Really?
Yeah.
And
I've been on that for like 5 years.
Where
have you been?
Trying to have other. Find another girl.
Yeah, I got a head start. I knew we were going to have this conversation one day, so I got started. Well, it's actually a bachelor party in 98. And I started working your name in, Drew. So, because it feels healthier when Drew's there. Drew said it was cool. So you work with a doctor. It's cool. Yeah, Drew. No, Drew said go right ahead. They said don't say anything. And then he said don't bring his name. Oh, Ashley. Yeah.
Ashley?
Ashley needs to turn her radio down.
No kidding.
We've not had that problem in a while, though. I mean, to be fair to our callers, we've not had to turn the radio. Yeah. We've not told her to turn the radio down in a while.
Yeah? That's true. It's true. Did she just hang up?
I like to think she did. No. Let's talk to the lesbian here. Right. Yeah?
Oh, she hung up.
Dallas?
No.
I mean, Dallas, you're 22.
No, this is Tim. You guys crossed lines, dude.
No.
Well, that must have been Dallas.
I got a Germany or Florida, guys.
All right.
All right.
Wait a minute. We have to explain to Hoobastank how Germany or Florida works.
I know Germany or Florida. Yeah, I've heard this one.
Okay. I seem annoyed.
I just didn't understand what he said. I got a Florida, Florida, guys.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you realize you have to speak stoner gibberish to get along on this radio show.
Now, we just came from Florida, so
all right, well,
we have maybe a little advantage in this.
Well, yeah, good.
And we're going back tomorrow morning.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Flying coach from Florida, by the way. Number one song in the country, flying steerage. All right, go ahead.
Things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis. Sex myth and death fetishes, both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
All right, there's the theme song. Now go ahead.
All right, first of all, Hoobastank, I love your music, guys. Me and my girlfriend listen to you all the time. It's so great. And Adam and Drew, you guys are great. Adam, I agree with you 99% of the times with everything you say.
Thanks, buddy.
That is scary, Dallas. Go ahead.
Anyways, Germany or Florida. Police were called to an explosion at about 9:30 p.m. Were told of a man who had been threatening his girlfriend with a bomb and had a mishap. The man planned to fire a rocket towards his girlfriend, but it went awry when the rocket ricocheted inside his car and dived between his legs. Bursting in a fiery display, it burned all the hair and skin from his legs to his groin, police said.
Florida.
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 Really?
I'm guessing Florida.
I'm going Germany.
All right. Dallas?
Three Floridas and Germany.
It's Florida.
Yep. It just had a white trash.
The whole fireworks thing.
The fireworks had the white. You're right. I usually start, and I was being contrarian.
Yeah.
I heard all the Floridas, and I thought, you know,
somebody's
got better
Germany.
Radio to say
yeah.
Germany.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
When's Hoobastank going to come to the 909?
What's the 909?
Where is that?
Oh, you don't want to know. Never mind.
Is that like Riverside or something?
No, I live in Ontario.
Oh, okay.
Well, I beg your pardon. How dare you, Adam? You got that one wrong.
Ontario, California?
Yeah, that's the Beverly Hills of the 909.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Okay, thanks. Let me tell you something. You know, we've talked about this many times with the Ontarios, California and Ontario. And the more you start looking into this and the more you travel, and the more you realize there's just, you know, Salem, Massachusetts, and the Salem, Oregon. And it eventually, at a certain point, gets confusing when you're talking about coming out to Salem or Rochester, Minnesota, Springfield.
Springfield everywhere.
At a certain point, it's confusing. You got one in Minnesota, you got one in upstate New York. Here's what I'm saying. Someone's going to have to change their name. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's just, there's going to have to be a new Ontario. You know what I mean? Like,
you can call it that, New Ontario.
I could, but it would only serve to confuse people even more. I'm just saying, we need to decide, have a competition. Who's better, Ontario or Ontario? Mm-hmm. Rochester or Rochester?
Yep.
Salem, Oregon or Salem, Mass? And we'll figure it out, and then the winner keeps their name. It's like wrestling. Loser leaves town, but actually, actually the town leaves the town.
Yep.
The name has to leave the town, and instead they get a number. They'll be like A32-5. It would be great. Competitions. Toughest dude in each town have to go at it. Yeah? Yeah? What do you think?
Ultimate town fighting.
At sundown.
Name claiming fights.
You know, there'd be like, there'd be some like 8-foot black dude who says he's from Salem, Mass, you know, and everyone would know he was a ringer. You know what I mean? If they brought him in from New York or something. All right. Let's. What are we going to do, Drew?
You're going to mention the Girl Next Door promotion.
I'm going to mention the Girl Next Door promotion. I think I may have already done that. And then we're going to hear a Hoobastank song?
When we get back, I think.
No, I think we could hear one.
All right, let's hear that now, then.
Well, let's do the promotion.
All right, then
we'll
go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, should we hear the song?
Go ahead.
I just like the filibuster. Hey, you know what else? Crank Yanker's on tonight, everybody.
Ooh, I'm on Real World tonight, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
When is that on?
It's on right now.
Oh.
It's going to screw up the Crank Yankers.
You got to watch the Crank Yankers, kids. Drew, what are you doing on Real World?
They had a cutter on there.
All right.
I had to go straighten things out.
Stop monkeying. Somebody was cutting on themselves. You had to talk to them?
Saw the previews for that earlier today.
Pretty heavy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Freaked me out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, yeah. I had to kind of straighten the producers out and say, here's what you're doing. And they were like, well, huh? How could that? She didn't mention those things.
They were colorful.
Yeah, it's like, no. You know, no kidding. People will not tell you they're doing those things.
All right. Well, let me do the Girl Next Door thing. Why don't you talk to the band and entertain them while I do the Girl Next Door thing? Do it off mic.
Off mic?
Yeah. But we'll be able to hear you a little bit in the side.
Okay.
A little small talk. The Girl Next Door, yes. All callers 17 years of age and older who get on the air tonight will win a pair of tickets to see The Girl Next Door, starring Alicia Cuthbert. Now, Alicia's going to be in here on Thursday, by the way, and engineer Chris has already gotten a pre-jack off. Yes? Maybe two. She is a hottie. Hey, come on, Drew. I'm trying to do a show here. You mind? Dave Attell in tomorrow night, by the way. Anyway, if you're living in the Los Angeles area, you can email us right now at girlnextdoortickets@earthlink.net. girlnextdoortickets@earthlink.net. You get your passes, special Love Line screening on April 7th. Yes? Yes. All right, here we go. Now, it's too late to play Hoobastank song because Drew was talking to the band. So what do you want to do? Want to take a break?
Let's play a song.
Let's play a song. We could do it.
Let's do it.
See, with Engineer Anderson's not around, we got Ken. He's like my sock puppet. I do whatever I want with that kid. We run well over with Ken.
All right, let's go.
All right, let's do that. We got Chris over. Yeah, Chris is going to queue up. All right, we're queued up.
Yep.
This one is called The Reason.
Every day, and all the pain I put you never meant to do those things to you. And so I have to say before I go
in the world, living band.
Hey, that was the greatest song.
The greatest song in the United States, possibly parts of Canada and Mexico. If they had radios over there, would be playing this song, Drew. I think we're just introducing AM to Mexico.
It's coming out in Khmer soon.
FM Baja. All right, Hoobastank in the studio tonight, traveling all the way out from Florida. Troopers.
Wow.
We're going to.
I'm going to be nice to them.
I'm going to be nice. I announced I will be nice to the band.
Ah.
Yeah. But not as nice I'm going to be to Alicia Cuthbert.
And Chris just laughing out loud.
Chris all punchy. I'm going to be nice to Alicia when she comes in here from Girl Next Door.
When is she coming in here?
She's coming in here Thursday. If you guys can just hold off for about 46 hours, you might catch a whiff of her. All right. We're going to take a little break. Hoobastank here. There'll be more ass licking after this. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Greatest rock and roll band in the world. Hoobastank here tonight.
Who played that? Was that the question?
Yeah, who was that?
Chris, who was that? Hey, Ken, who was that in that intro?
Oh, he doesn't know.
Blink.
That's Blink. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
dear friends. Remember those Blinkster kids came in here all fresh-faced about 9 years ago. Remember them, Drew?
No.
Oh, yeah,
I remember them coming in jaded and older later.
Oh, really? Angry.
Much later. Angry. No.
Strong sense of entitlement.
That's not that many.
First class all the way.
Blink,
though.
They
don't like those. See, that's the thing. It's Hoobastank. Let me explain what happens. The band keeps its edge and its street cred by never flying actually inside the airplane.
Oh, they fly in the wings.
We fly cargo.
Insist on flying down in the hold, actually, in the bottom there, where it's not pressurized.
Are those biplanes where you can actually, like you said, like hang on to the
stand
wings?
Stand on the outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like stand up on top with a...
It takes a little longer.
Yeah.
But we keep our street cred.
Yeah. when you're flying, like, an old Camel from World War I, bi and even triplane, right? It flies about 80 miles an hour. It takes, and you have to refuel every several hundred miles. It takes longer to get across country than it does on a horse. Actually, it's faster on a wagon train. It's actually faster.
But just imagine the credibility, though.
Street cred's amazing.
Yeah. These guys will be leaving tonight.
Amazing. Yeah.
For the trail.
That's right.
We leave tonight by biplane. We have a show in 3 weeks.
Nice.
That's right. All right. Where are you, Drew?
Here are the lesbians you wanted to talk to.
Oh, the lesbians.
We've seen
the
retrieval.
Dallas?
Hello, Adam. Hi, Drew.
Uh-oh. What is happening, strippers?
Okay, so my friend is gay. I'm straight.
Uh-huh.
And her birthday was last week. We're going to Vegas. And as a great birthday present from a very close friend, I'm going to take her to a strip club. Mm-hmm. I just don't know which one. I've never been to one before.
Yeah. You never...
Why is that so funny?
Well,
my God, what are they? They're high.
Are you guys high? What do you do for a living?
I'm a children's bookseller.
Oh, yes. Just with a bomb.
Drew, you actually came to my bookstore and did a signing for your new book.
In Santa Monica?
No, Pasadena.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, that's
the good
a
old Rome.
Romans, yeah.
She works with kids.
I do all day
sells
long.
Books for kids.
This is a great bookstore.
Wow.
Isn't it wonderful? You should bring your kids in. I'd love to recommend books for them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do bring them
break
in all
those
the time.
Boys in. Make
them
men.
When they were younger, we used to bring them in upstairs all the time.
Okay.
Yes, well, for story time.
All right. Yeah. We were talking about strip clubs, and some of a sudden we got into children's books.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Here's the thing. Everyone likes Olympic Garden, but I like that Paradise across the street
from the Hard Rock.
From the Hard Rock. Yeah.
You know, yeah. Kevin
that's
and Bean.
That's the only one I've ever been to.
Garden one.
Yeah, well, listen, those fags never been inside a strip club, much less in a woman.
So,
never been in anyone.
So
don't
saying,
listen to them.
Why do you like the Paradise?
Why? I'll tell you why.
And that's right by the airport, kind of, right?
Well, it's right by, it's right across the street from Hard Rock.
Hard Rock Hotel.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it because it's across the street from usually where I'm staying.
Right.
But I don't know. I've had good times over there.
See, what we're looking for is a club that's more women-friendly, you know? Like, we won't feel out of place.
Mm-hmm.
I think all you need for them to be women-friendly is to be holding dollars or money.
Yeah.
And they're women-friendly, right?
Yeah, every club is woman-friendly. Yeah,
they're mostly all money-friendly.
They're right? more boob-friendly. They're just having to be women attached to the boobs.
They probably prefer seeing women.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But listen, you can go to Olympic Garden, and Olympic Garden's got the dudes upstairs.
Oh,
really?
That right?
Yeah.
Well, that would be so much better.
Yeah, but you have a lesbian girlfriend.
Well, you get both. You got schlong upstairs and crotch downstairs. Great. Badge in the basement and dorks on the ceiling.
All right.
I love it.
I'm
love
starting
it.
To worry about the FCC.
All right, go over there.
All right, good times.
Let me tell you something. I've been up to the dude section there before.
Intentionally?
No, I tripped and fell up the stairs.
No, I thought maybe the bathroom was up there or something.
No.
And you,
yeah, that's how they work it. No downstairs bathroom. The dudes all have to walk past. I have to go to the men's dressing room. All these guys with banana hammocks hanging out.
No, but the men's room could be upstairs where all the men...
No, but please. What kind of club lays itself out that way? How dare you?
It insults me. Yeah, it does not offend my sensibilities quite the same way it does yours, but I'll take your
I went up there to do some bachelorette party bit me and Kimmel did for the man show once. And dudes wearing those weird...
socks?
Weird socky things with the strap and the whatever. Look, it can be a little intimidating. I got to warn you now, guys. I don't know if they chub up or they put some sand in that sock or what the hell's going on, but there's something flying around.
Yeesh.
It's like, wait a minute. Are we the same species?
Like
a minute. I'm a chick. Hold on.
I like that term, chub up.
We were in Florida, somewhere in Florida the other day, and they were having, it was all black male Chippendales dancers.
It was a Chippendales, convention.
I've seen that on HBO.
It was
HBO
black Chippendales
and stuff.
Convention. In Jacksonville. It was absolutely awesome.
Really? Spectacular, huh?
Oh, we had to walk by it a few times to get to the bus. Like, if we forgot anything, we had to walk, like, through the convention hall. And it's just loaded with women just screaming. And it was really, really funny.
But let me tell you, big black women, right?
Huge.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Oh, hell, did you see him?
And our bass player.
Like people think that big black women just go nuts at, like, funerals and stuff. They go nuts everywhere. You just see them at the funeral, you know, yelling, take me, and throwing themselves in the grave and stuff. You see them at the Chippendales, look out. Look out. I've seen these things on HBO. And the dudes that are dancing, holy mackerel. They make these like special socks, sausage casing in there. It's crazy. It's flying around.
Now, but
it's separate from the sack.
This thing at the Olympic Garden, is it for men?
The upstairs?
Yeah. No, I mean, is it for gay men or is it for women?
No, it's for bachelorette parties.
Okay.
Gay men, you know why you don't go to strip clubs, Drew?
Why?
Other than that your wife would put an M80 in your ass and blow you up in front of the kids. Drew's wife would kill him. But Drew cannot
go. God bless her,
too. Drew told me once.
Oh, that's good.
He cannot go to a strip club because Drew is a man of extreme passion. Oh. I mean, I mean this. I mean, he is a man. His whole thing is...
That'll be torture. It'll be torture.
You know what? I know where you're going because, Dan, this sounds a lot like you right now.
I know. Is it that when you go there, you see these naked women and
you just get so
hands off and
hands
they're
off.
Rubbing their boobies on your face?
That's torture.
Yeah, it's just so frustrating.
That's annoying.
What's the point?
It's annoying, yeah.
Right. Why torture yourself? Yeah. You're on an island, and a culinary magazine washes up. Why just stare at all the beautiful stuff when you know you got nothing but sand to eat? Is that what you're saying, Drew?
No, I'm saying I'm a desert island, but I can go back to the hut, and I've got a meal laid out that's just the one I want.
You got some poi that you've been eating for about the last 20 years. It's sustenance. It'll keep you going. It doesn't have much flavor.
A couple small coconuts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got some roots that you mashed.
This is the part he can't reconcile. He can't deal with this.
Yeah. Drew's living off poi.
Bok choy.
Yeah, honestly, I've never really understood like going to strip clubs. I've only been three times.
We've been this is not a strip
same
club
here.
Man.
They put four zeros behind that three, and we got the same number. But here's the point. Yeah, I'll tell you my feeling. I'm the same way with the VIP room. I have seen friends, and I'm not going to mention any names. go into that VIP room and come back with a few grand less in their pocket.
Oh my God.
And there ain't nothing going on.
Now, that's another thing.
Now, that's true. Half Jew, half wuss. Bad combo for the strip club. Out the money, wife kicking the ass. It's a 1-2 punch. Now, you stay home and eat that poi. The VIP room is you don't get sex in the VIP room.
You just lose more money.
You just get a little personal attention. Yeah, you got someone handing you drinks. You got your own girl sort of pretending like she likes you and not watching her slobber on your buddy 5 minutes later kind of thing. But you don't get any actual sex except for the meter is running. And at the end,
do you have to keep upping? Or
they just here's how it is. You go in there with a couple buddies. You swing around for an hour and a half. You have a few Jaeger shots, and at the end, they slap you the bill. And the bill's like $2,300.
Really?
And it's like
it's literally that much.
It can go up. It can be up there. It can be up there. And you look at the bill, and the bill's like 152 Jaeger shots. That's $1,300. And then 72 bottles of champagne. And you're like, who? There's four of us. Like, what the? But you're loaded and you have half a boner and you're like, I don't want to seem. Last thing you want. Now, see, it's a strip club. You don't want to seem like Mr. Tight. Well, wait a minute. Let me get my pen light flashlight out. Now, I had three Jaegers. And
it's two.
Yeah.
How would you
have? What you have? You have two, a one spill. All right. Then with tip. Yeah. But they. No, they just hit you. They just keep piling it on. Then there's the tip.
Oh. I went to the strip club in, I think it was in Texas. The guys from Pantera own it. And you can bring your own alcohol to it. So it was great because we walked off the bus with our own Jaeger and just went in. And
yeah, it's a drunk. Real money saver. There's a corkage fee.
What? Is that a euphemism for something?
Yeah, they pull the cork out of you. No, I mean, you go to a strip club. Going to a strip club and drinking is like going to the ball game and eating. But big.
You
know what I mean? It's like instead of a hot dog being $1.50, it's $4.50. Shot of Jaeger ain't $3. It's $9, you know, and just keeps going. All right, Drew, I'll explain you more about what goes on in there.
Well, it's a good time.
Let me tell you, let me just say this about, I've talked about before, the Club Paradise over there across the street from the Hard Rock. There's like a 22-lane highway between Club Paradise and the Hard Rock.
The road to the airport.
And there's a signal 4 miles this way, and the other signal's 4 miles that way, and there just has to be drunken guys at 3:30 in the morning with half a boner, completely blasted out of their brains, trying to run across that highway and get back to the craps table on a nightly basis. And I think they should either put the sign up of the guy with the lampshade on his head, like stumbling, flies open, got the zingers coming out of his head. He's dragging a corpse of a hooker, and he's holding a bottle of Crevassier. Yeah, like that sign should be up, they should build some sort of walk under tunnel. The tunnel would be nice because you get a little more privacy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, baby? Let's go to the tunnel. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right.
All right, we took no calls.
Drew's going to get some poi, though. A little extra help with poi. That's right. You can live off poi.
I'm telling you.
You're staying alive. You're healthy. Look, probably beating that poi for 150.
I am not kidding.
I know. Man of passion. All right, we'll take a wine of great passion. Take a little break. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
Phone number. How come this book here, like, you know, like, books, like...
I have an anatomy book, by the way.
It opens to this one, like, most automatically.
That's a picture of the female reproductive
Is this
system.
What you have the most...
I am having the most often to explain to Adam, like, how that all works. Because Adam isn't convinced there's just marshmallows on the inside of the female.
Well, not the big marshmallows.
Just like the ones that are in Lucky Charms?
Yeah.
Do you notice the mail page opens up a fair amount, too?
I don't... Look at...
Yeah. It just goes back to the China.
Look at that. It goes back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't like to see that stuff.
Yeah, that's sort of why I'm opening to that page so often.
Really?
Reinforce.
Hoobastank is here tonight. Dan Doug representing the band. We'll hear something else off the CD in a couple of few, probably 11 o'clock hour. Now we got to get some calls in,
Drew. Let's actually talk to some people.
Let's talk to some kids. Yeah, this guy's didn't fly all the way out from Florida. Hear you wax on about boy consumption, Rebecca.
Hello.
You're 21.
Yes.
What's up?
I don't know what to do right now. I've been addicted to ephedra for a while.
Ephedra.
Mm-hmm. Ephedra.
Yeah. Where do you get that ephedra, Drew?
It's a health food store kind of thing, but you probably get it. Where do you get it now? You can't get it anymore.
They're in a. Sack or three at the gas stations, you can still get them.
And probably email or rather websites and things. But be that as it may, you have to take big, big doses of it, and your body basically converts it to amphetamine at its speed.
All right.
Okay.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, see what happens when I stop telling strip club stories?
Yep.
Show grinds to a halt.
So what is your question there?
I want to get off of it. I don't know how.
Well, then you need to go to a program.
I've been taking it for a while, and just tonight I felt really, really weird. Like, I feel like I'm going to throw off my heart. I don't feel good. And I'm
all right. Well, you got to get into a program.
You need to go somewhere and get treated.
For ephedra? They have a ephedra program or speed?
That's speed. It's just speed.
All right.
But are you taking anything else besides ephedra?
Vicodin and sleeping pills, because
you got to wind down at night.
Yeah, you may be withdrawing from that. That's actually the more serious withdrawal. You can have seizures from that.
Well, what kind of sleeping pills?
They're all the hypnotics, benzodiazepines, they're all pretty Unisom. Much the same.
Over-the-counter stuff?
No.
What are you taking?
Unisom sleeping pills.
Oh, yeah, see, it's over-the-counter.
Okay.
See, yeah. Dr. Drew, everybody.
Are you taking anything prescription?
A Vicodin.
Yeah, which is opiate, so there we go.
Well, look, you got to get in a program.
Yeah, you need to go somewhere.
Is there, like, any program you can get into that's not, like, overnight, because I can't have people find out?
No. You have a severe illness. It needs to be a priority in your life. You're going to have to not be secretive about it. People are going to have to find out because you're going to be spending most of your time working on your recovery for the next few weeks and maybe the next few months. So you need to go somewhere. You need to stay. One thing about opiate addiction is it does not respond to treatment without a high degree of structure, and that means going somewhere. You've been using speed for a long time trying to stop. You know that's no good either. You've got to go. Just go, throw yourself on the mercy of an emergency room, get a referral in your area, and go.
All right, but, you know, good times, good times. Jessica?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
You're in a relationship with your 34, with a 34-year-old?
Yeah, and he's married, too.
And he's married.
And you're 15?
Yeah.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Must be a great guy. What is the nature of this relationship?
Well, like, his wife, like, doesn't live with him. She lives in, like, Florida or something.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Germany.
Oh, no.
Oh, wrong.
No,
again.
But she does. She does, like, she does work there or something. She's not there a lot.
I'm saying this guy must be just a criminal on the lam.
She works in Florida. He may literally be on a lam. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, I hear you.
It'd be funny if it actually happened, or a fugitive was actually effing a lam.
On a lam, like,
he was on a lam. Yeah, I know. He'd been on a lam, not the lam, Frank. A lam. There's the difference. He was on the lam and on a lam. All right. Jessica?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like my calling card, Drew. You know what my calling card is?
It's actually a calling card.
It's a calling card.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's an actual calling card. It's a twist. It's actually, that is my calling card. Okay, Jessica. So she is in Florida.
How do you know the dude?
Oh, it's my friend's neighbor.
All right.
And you've been hanging out with him?
Yeah.
Like, Jessica, stay away from this
guy. What are you doing with
him? We're going to read about you in the newspaper soon.
Yes, Jessica wins Oscar.
No, Jessica, no. Missing.
Oh, missing. And so is Oscar. Jessica?
Yeah?
We got to take a little break, but I'm not done with Jessica. Now, have you kissed this guy?
Yeah.
What have you done? What base have you got to with this guy?
Second.
All right, hold on.
If I were Jessica's dad, I would, with my bare hands, kill this guy.
He's not.
The wife is in Florida. This guy's in San Diego.
The dad, if Jessica's dad, though, where do you think he is?
Ooh, interesting.
And we'll find out.
Germany.
Hoobastank is here tonight. We'll take a quick break.
What's second base nowadays, anyways?
It's anal 69. You done that, Drew?
That's what I thought.
It's a tall order.
You got second base.
Yeah, anal 69.
Pardon my bok choy.
All right, we'll take a... that's why Drew stays with the hummus. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Hoobastank is in studio tonight. The reason, name of the CD? Go out and buy that CD.
At least three or four of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because you'll wear right through them.
One for every finger. And third and a last for the Pepe. Dave Attell is going to... I do that. Yeah. Dave Attell is... I got to put a little duct tape around it so it doesn't fall off, you know. Well. Dave Attell, one of the best stand-up comedians working. Really ever. Really.
Tomorrow night.
Just a great stand-up. You know him from...
In the history of stand-up.
It really is.
Now he's different from Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. He's different, but...
Because I thought he was the greatest stand-up comedian.
Dave Chappelle is a great stand-up... Dave Attell. Now, one of them is, they're both on Comedy Central, and one of them is, does Insomniac. That's Dave Attell. Hilarious stand-up. Probably the best. All right, and then Alicia.
The other does Rick James.
Right.
What's that?
Rick James.
Yeah. The other,
Dave Chappelle.
Right. That's an awesome show.
It is a great show. Comedy Central making a nice little comeback. Yeah. All right.
We got Ron Perlman from Hellboy scheduled for next week.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
All right. Drew saw it, didn't like it.
No, my kids saw it twice in a weekend.
That's why you didn't like it.
I'm not into that kind of film, but my kids
I did that to my dad too. I made him see Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo twice.
Yeah. Really?
And he that
didn't like it
grounds for grounding after that. Yeah.
Then I was sent immediately to Scooby-Doo 2 after that.
Oh, really?
Now, that's got to be awful.
No, it wasn't.
You liked Scooby-Doo 2 better than Hellboy?
No, I liked them both for what they were.
Yeah.
You like flaming
turds. For what they were. You know, for stuff, for that kind of entertainment.
Exactly.
They were amazing.
No, but here's the thing. There's bad, good, and then there's bad, bad. Like, I can always sit through a bad action flick just because there's stuff going on.
It's eye candy.
They just blew, you know, the guy is a... got a jet ski and he's going down the side of the Hoover Dam. Right. Okay, so be it. I'll stick with this. Yeah, but when it's just bad animation or bad comedy or bad, you know, the dog looks...
No, this was good. I was amazed.
All right.
We just saw something. What did we just see that was really bad? That stupid horror movie.
Oh, that Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Not good.
Horrible.
Huh?
It was horrible.
Really? I didn't see it. I can't stand to watch people bite into it. Like, I don't mind seeing a guy getting his head taken off with a machete. I don't like seeing the gnawing. You know, the teeth pulling the flesh.
Yeah, whole time my kids couldn't wait to see Van Helsing. They're like, oh, yeah, I got to see that.
What?
I got to see my film coming out the same weekend.
What's Van Helsing?
It's a movie about a vampire, of course, or monsters or something.
Oh, right.
I'm playing the Olsen twins' dad.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Olsen twins' dad. Damn.
It's called Dad, Please Stop. He actually has sex with both of the twins. It's an R, you know.
It's R.
It's R. Olsen twins are, that's what they call against type for Drew. Olsen twins are taking a chance. Drew, we call it the business against type.
Yeah, that's right.
And Drew's showing his range.
It was a stretch. I was a father of multiples, physician, struggling with his time.
Yeah.
It was a stretch.
Yeah.
Ranging.
Yeah. Yeah. Drew's got the range of one of those Star Trek disc guns you have in your kid. You know, if no wind, about 8 feet.
What are those supposed to do, though? Nerf rockets.
Yeah.
Yeah, about the
Nerf discs.
About that range. Jessica?
Yeah?
So, you're hanging out with this guy, making out with this guy. He's 34, you're 15. He's the neighbor of a friend, right?
Yeah.
And his wife is in Florida.
What's he doing out here?
I don't know.
Jessica, this guy's a good guy.
What do you mean? What do you mean out here? This is where he lives. He lives in San Diego.
Yeah.
So she's out there. She's gone out there for business. They live here, and she's moved away.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. My sense of this guy is...
I don't understand what you're saying.
My sense of this guy is that he's like a transient. He's on the lam or something, and he just...
Hold on a second. You live in San Diego, right?
Yes.
His wife lives in Florida.
Well, no, not all the time. But
she goes there. He lives in San Diego,
he has
right?
A house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he lives in San Diego.
And his wife goes to Florida on business.
Jessica,
yes.
Will you just say he lives in San Diego after one time after I goddamn say it, would you? He lives in San Diego, right?
He lives in San Diego.
You live in San Diego.
I live in San Diego.
And she goes to Florida on business for prolonged periods of time.
Yes.
Drew, what's wrong with you?
I heard her say she lives in Florida.
All right, quiet down. No, she goes there for long periods of time. All right. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I was wondering if either of us could get in trouble for like...
Well, what is second base? You can't get into trouble for anything. You could light a hobo on fire. You'd do about 3 weeks.
Yeah. Here's the deal. When you disappear, you'll get in trouble,
right? Light hobo. On
what? Fire.
I'm not kidding. You got to stay away from this guy. This is a bad dude. Jessica.
There's something wrong with this guy.
It's only second base bad.
Something very, very wrong with this guy.
Yes. Okay. So, but let's find out a little more. And Drew, be quiet. What is second base?
Not oral sex.
Not oral sex.
But what is second base?
But feeling. Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, God, do I hate our callers. Tell me what it's not. What is your name? It is not Sheila. All right. Okay. He put his hand on your parts down there?
Yeah.
Bare parts? Is it bare part touch?
No.
No, through the panties?
Yeah.
Okay, like that,
that'll put him in jail as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, and now what stopped it from going farther?
I had to go home.
All right, did you want it to go farther?
No.
No.
I'm not going to have sex with this guy.
Well, why not? I mean, as long as you're doing whatever you're doing with him.
I don't know who else he's slept with.
Okay. Probably half the junior high across the street. Okay, so this is a bad guy.
Okay.
You look at yourself as an adult, but you're 15.
Yeah.
He's 34. He's automatically flawed because he's having a relationship with a 15-year-old.
A physical relationship with a 15-year-old. It's against the law.
Yes.
He is married.
Yes.
Bizarre behavior.
Right.
He lives in the neighborhood where he's carrying on like this.
Yes.
It really throws the possibility open to other dangerous behaviors as well. And I'm not kidding.
Yes.
You might show up missing someday.
Yes. Well, I don't think you show up missing. I think you leave.
You turn up missing.
Well, you turn up dead.
Yes, turn up dead.
Okay. The point is, you know what my calling card is, Jessica?
What?
Okay. Here's my point. Drew is right. This guy is a... Who knows what he may do?
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
He may go to the VIP room and drop $3,800. I mean, that's how crazy this guy could be.
Yeah.
So Jessica, does this guy have any kids?
No.
Okay.
Well, not that I know of.
Okay. Can you never see him again, please?
Okay.
Well, are you going to do that, or are you going to go over there for more attention?
Jessica, this should be reported to the police. Seriously.
Did she even say what it was about this guy she's interested in?
Yeah. Why do you like him?
He has a lot of money.
No. I know a lot of money. He makes $17.45 an hour. Plus, he gets time and a half if he works Easter.
Yeah.
Oh God! I think back on my childhood or my teen years, and there was always some older dude around who had his own apartment and had a new Sentra. He was $134
a
month.
He was making lots of money.
And this dude was rolling.
He was the guy from Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey.
He opens his wallet. There's always a 20 in it. It's like, oh, this dude is loaded. You know, I can just remember thinking, a guy who owned his own sofa was good. Like, if you had your own leather sofa, you were one of the Rockefellers. Yeah. I'm sure this. But that's it. When you got an ATM card and you can take out $180 and you're 15 and you're Jessica, that's a dude who's got a lot of money. Hmm. What the hell?
Why does she care anyways?
Yeah, where's your dad?
He's in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
What's his number?
What's he doing over there?
He lives there.
He's ignoring you, and now you're seeking attention from the so-called rich, dirty 4-year-old.
Right.
What does the guy do for a living, by the way?
He does something with banks.
He robs them.
Yeah.
He cleans them.
No more. Yeah. Okay. He buffs the floor. No more going over there, Jessica.
Security guard.
He's not a good guy.
Jessica, okay. Please, please. Seriously.
I did not do that, really. You're going to get into trouble.
For reals.
Okay.
All right. Mm. For Christ's sake. We got a caller from Valencia, by the way, which is out here, a suburb of Los Angeles.
I was just out there yesterday. Saturday.
You were?
I thought there was an ice skating competition out there.
Yeah.
Valencia now looks like Orange County circa 1995.
Yeah,
it's brand new and built up.
It's popping up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you go to Valencia, you go to Orange County, you see grass on that little part by the gas station sign where the sign is. Yes. And it's always, to me, it's like when that's well manicured, when it looks like a golf course, it's always like, look at that 8x8 piece of earth with a stick out of it. It's got grass on it, honey. I'm used to seeing like a hobo napping and an El Camino for sale that's up on blocks. And if anything, maybe a little of that AstroTurf or some bum took a dump on it earlier. But it's like when that's well manicured, it's like, what a utopia this is. Even the gas station has a lawn.
Or maybe a little waterfall in front of the gas station.
Yeah, that's when you know you've arrived. The gas station.
A fountain.
When the gas station has landscaping in front of it, that means you're in a good neighborhood. And when it has the 3/4-inch plexi that the midget is behind yelling at you through the change hole at, that's bad. It's a bad neighborhood, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. The gas station by my house, by the way, spells, it says mechanic on duty, and it spells mechanic, M-E-X. Whoa. And it says like Mexican, it's like, I always think it's a joke, like it's a Mexican mechanic, but I think it's just, yeah, no lawn, by the way, no waterfall.
No doubt.
No miniature golf course out front there. Shannon.
Yes.
You're 32.
Yes, I am.
Calling from Utopia.
Turn that radio down, baby doll.
I'm sorry. You know what? All right. We're driving up north, and my husband is a huge fan, and he doesn't want to talk to you. He's making me talk, and I'm driving, and he wants to hear what I have to say. So sorry about the radio.
All right.
But how are you?
Good.
Do you remember getting pulled over on New Year's a couple years ago?
Yes, I do remember getting pulled over on New Year's a couple of years ago. It must have been right off the 101 somewhere around Hollywood Bowl.
What happened?
That was it.
It was early. It was probably, you know what, I'll put Shannon on hold for a second so you can hear us through the radio. Mm. It was early. It was like 7:30. And
New Year's Eve. Yeah.
Tied it on. Maybe had a beer. Let's get warmed up. Because you don't want that booze to all hit you at once, Drew. It'll knock you out. You start slowly saturating your cells with booze probably about noon. But I wasn't drunk. And I was driving home because I was going to another party and I had to get something, whatever. Got pulled over.
Mm, good times.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm one of the dudes on the man show.
You dropped that line?
He dropped it. Now, here's the thing. Let me explain something,
I got pulled
everybody.
Over a couple days ago. I got a ticket.
Yeah, because you are not on the man show. You are the man, and that's why you need to be reckoned with. Here's the thing. This is what I was telling these guys during the commercial. It's the same with strip clubs. It's not so much how many records you sell or who you know. It's the crowd that knows you.
Right.
Here's who you want to know you. Cops and strippers. This needs to be your audience. I'm going to do a new cable show called Welcome Cops and Strippers. I shoot nothing but cops and strippers. All I do is heap praise on law enforcement and strippers.
And hook them up with strippers.
And hook them up with strippers. I hook cops up with strippers called Adam Carolla's Cops in Hookers Corner. It's a half hour every night. It's on Bravo. And so here's what happens. Because if your show is known by cops, you get pulled over. Well, there's your cop. Yeah. Hey, it's a guy from the man show.
Hey, what do we need to write? It's the guy from the Cops and Hookers show.
It's a guy from the Cops.
Exactly.
And right. What do we? Hey, could you?
Hook us up.
Yeah, hook us up. Sign my Billy Club. All right. That's that. And then the hook, you know, the strippers, that's a different, you know,
we
that's, different
thing.
That's all
show
you need to know. See, the people that know you, Drew, are like faculty and stuff. They can't do anything for you.
No. Loveline MTV used to, like, cops used to like that.
All right.
Yeah.
But that's a long time ago, Drew.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I used to be in the wheel.
Yeah, I pulled, like, I'm driving and get pulled over, and then cop, do you know why I pulled you over, son? And, well, because I pull out the CD because I was listening to the Scuba Stank CD that I play guitar in. And,
the classic one when you're trying to get noticed and try, you know, but I'm sorry, sir. I'm not from here. I'm from Hoobastank. You know, like, so.
Doesn't well, work. I just thank Christ for the cops and their love of the man show. But Shannon.
Yes.
Your husband, and what a shock that there would be a cop who lived in the Valencia area.
Isn't
Here's the real question. Are there not? It's like a cop community. That's
yes,
all there is.
When we moved there, we were told it was cop land.
Oh, yeah. No, you see, in the morning, guys going out to get the newspaper doing shoulder rolls all the way out there and popping up with the gun.
That's right.
It's interesting, the 92 earthquake,
the people were killed,
cops driving from Valencia back to their town. They flew off the freeway.
The bridge, right. My all right, so, Shannon, go ahead.
My husband can't be on your Cops and Stripper show.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm going to dedicate it to him.
So maybe it's up for the cops' wives.
Yeah, he pulled me over.
But didn't he let you go?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know why he let you go?
I assume it's because of my matinee idol good looks.
Well, that, and he called me and asked if he said, babe, guess who's in my car? And he told me who was in my car, in his car. And he told me that you wanted to get out and do a field sobriety test, and you were, like, giggling, and he was cracking up. And then he said that, he said, well, what should I do? And I said, well, you know, what do you think? And that's why he let you go.
Oh, well, thank you. So because of you.
It's all
thank you.
Well, wait, Shannon, hang on a second. So next time, if I'm recognized by the cop, I should recommend he call his wife?
It's nice to know that he wears the pants in that relationship.
But it sort of freaks me out a little bit. I mean, there is that much that much room to move in this kind of thing when they... Because they lead you to believe once you're pulled over, some sort of mechanism is activated when they leave the car. They have to write the ticket.
It'd be funny if she was in a bad mood or, like, he got the wrong number or something, and the person picked up was just like, put a bullet in the back of his head, then wipe the gun down and put it in his hand. It'll look like a suicide. And then, you know what I mean? Because that could easily happen. Yeah. Take a little crack, throw it in the passenger seat, put a slug in his head, and keep driving. Wipe the gun clean. And it turns out it was just a joke, but, you know, he's such a dutiful husband that he actually
And all this time you see people getting pulled over and cops, like, you know, standing around their cars and, you know, on their radios and phones or whatever, and they're really just calling their wives.
Yeah.
Damn, that's so funny.
Honey, he was doing 57. What do you think I should
do? He went back to his car and let you sweat a little bit, let you believe he was going to write a ticket. In the meantime, he's talking to his wife. Or did he say, I got to call my wife? Hang here.
He actually said, I had to call my girlfriend, and then I'll call my wife. And then said, don't talk about this on the air. So he did. And then he came back and he said, yeah, my girlfriend's not home. She's at Pilates. I guess I'll call the old lady. And that's when he called the old ball and chain, as he called her. The ball and chain, or the poi, the bok choy.
Yeah. Here's the
thanks for calling, Shannon, by the way. And God bless any cop who pulls me over and doesn't actually give me a citation. Yes, I did a little reverse psychology because he did that day. You've been drinking? And it's like, I think in general, the answer would have to be yes. Like, if you just looked at my life and said, have you been drinking? Overall,
any given moment, yes.
Yes, yes. Have I been drinking in the last couple hours? No. May have had a beer, but I did challenge him to a field sobriety test. No, go ahead. Let's do it. You know? All right.
You made him giggle with that?
I'm not so sure. I'm not sure.
Who's in the car?
With me?
Yeah.
Just, I kept, you know, the hooker in the trunk. In the trunk.
Yeah.
Couldn't smell her. Yeah. You know, during the winter, they don't smell. Mm-hmm. In the summer, when it gets out. Yeah. Who was that?
We forgot to mention that girl next door thing.
Well, you may have just done it.
No, we got to do it once an hour.
All right. We got to hear, we don't have to hear, we would very much like to hear.
We got to hear this.
A Hoobastank song. All right,
yeah.
I have to do this. All callers 17 years or older get on the air tonight. We'll win a pair of tickets to see The Girl Next Door starring Alicia. We're going to find out in a couple of nights. Alicia Cuthbert. And if you're living in the Los Angeles area, you can email us. Tonight is really the last night at girlnextdoortickets@earthlink.net. Girlnextdoortickets@earthlink.net.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get two passes to the free showing, the Loveline showing tomorrow night at the Arclight.
Isn't that movie about like a porn star who like moves next door to this teenage guy?
Opens April 9th.
It's good. I saw a preview of it.
We're going to have to hit that on our day off, though.
It's rated R, too.
Yeah. And that... Alicia Cuthbert is smoking Clef in the chin hot. I remember when this guy pulled me over, he said his girlfriend, who he was going to call first, actually said, I'm going to call my girlfriend's sister, who I'm effing. But if she's not home, I'll then call my girlfriend.
And then
I got to call my wife. Okay, yeah. Because she was a
ball
Pilates,
chain.
Of course. The ball and chain, she said, called it. The sack, I think he called it. All right. Let's hear a Hoobastank song.
Great idea.
Let's do that. What song are we going to hear? Oh, I know what song we're going to hear. Yeah, you good up there? This off The Reason. It's called Just One. Everybody.
Didn't that sound like a number two song? Like it should be like a number two song because we already got number one.
Yeah. So that would be number two, absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
They go hand in hand. Hand in glove.
Dan, before anything, you know who came out to my car today to ask me a question? Just say it.
Where are you going with this?
Just say it.
Shannon's husband.
Just say it.
Who?
Just say it.
Say what?
Say it for me.
Jim Robb?
That's it.
Okay.
Jim? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know who he is.
Jim Robb?
Yeah.
Sounds like two guys. You don't know the last name.
You know what? He is, yeah, he's got enough personality for two people.
Who's so. Jim Robb? Should I know him?
Dan?
No. Let's just take more calls.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going nowhere, honestly.
Yeah, this honestly is going nowhere. So.
Let's not. They didn't know the mics were on. Let's go to a commercial.
Yeah, well, if this was a TV show, we just edit that in.
Right. Yeah. Well, can't we do that anyways?
No, it's radio.
Just pretend that it never happened?
Yes.
Now, if we did edit this show, we would have to do a five-hour show every night. You know what I mean? Right. To get it down to a tight hour 40. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, tight. And I'm sure that's even possible.
All right. Maybe you're right. Who was Stank here tonight? Dave Attell tomorrow night and Alicia Cuthbert from Girl Next Door on Thursday. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll speak to Cecilia, who was molested, now has feelings for the guys who molested her.
I guess.
Creepy. All right. After this. Yeah! Yeah, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Who was Stank in here tonight? Got the lovely Doug and Dan. Flew in all the way from Florida and Miami.
Man, did they look happy about that, too. Look at Dan.
Dan's angry.
Yeah.
I'm just pissed about
we
that.
We have to have a little segment where you can just talk. We came in from Miami. Might as well get your words in.
I'll say bad words and it'll just get ugly.
Dan is about what? Had a puss on. No,
I just I get really frustrated easily. I'm really irritable. You know.
Mm.
Don't look at me.
You're right.
I'm that way
no,
too.
Fine.
What is that?
I'm fine now. I'm home, but
travel stuff.
Unfortunately, we have to fly out early tomorrow.
Yeah. But we did. We just got the upgrade approval.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah.
That's big news.
Yep.
They moved out of the bathroom and into coach.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
We had to do is play an acoustic set on the plane, you know.
It makes all the difference in the world. Yeah, it's like airplane. But let me ask you something, Doug. Doug, you're not a rangy guy. You're not a short guy, but what are you, 5'10"?
5'9".
5'9". See, you always go up. You go up one.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Because you
make
really,
him feel a little bit better
really
about himself.
You thought I was 5'9", but you threw 5'10".
I was thinking 5'5".
Okay.
But no. Okay, you're 5'9".
All right.
And 160.
With the hair, you're about 5'10". Your hair's tall right now.
Thanks,
dude.
A lot of hair. No, 160. I mean, try about 140, 130.
Right. Again, though, guys, you go up. Chicks,
right.
You go down.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know, it sounds like it's packing some muscle. All right, here's all I'm saying. At 5'9", 140, if you got a guy who's like 6'2 and 200, it's the difference between business and coach almost. Not in the service, just in the seat size. Like, I'm 6'2",
right.
and coach is really made for guys. I mean, this is how they do it. It's if you're 5'10", you're going to be comfortable. If you're 5'7", you'll be more comfortable. If you're 6'3", you're aft.
Yeah.
I mean, your knees, when that person in front of you reclines their seat, your knees will
I had somebody's knees in my back flying home today.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Oh,
I can pretzel my way into some interesting positions on coach. Like, I can get away with it better than you can, obviously.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. All I'm saying is it's really the number one thing in coach. I mean, the number one thing in air travel is probably seat space. Like, how much room do you got in your seat? And if you're broad-shouldered and you're lanky or tall or you have long legs or you're heavy set, there's going to be 5 hours in that chair
to
be a long ride.
Yep.
And if you're a dwarf, a high chair is first class. And that's all I'm saying is, you know, the dwarfs complain a lot. But every flight is first class.
Yeah.
So it's even that much better for us when we get first class.
Just imagine how first class feels to me.
Not mad.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah.
And
no,
if you can't... It's
like an apartment.
Most of the time when we get to the airport, we just request emergency exit rows because then you got the...
You get the
extra leg room, yeah.
But you got to get the second row because the first row emergency exit, they don't recline.
Right.
So if you get the second one, you might as well be in business class.
Right. All right. All right.
Except for the size of the chair. Anyway,
all right. Yeah. Let's keep moving. But important tips for the kiddies who are flying. Don't wear flammable clothing and do not. I always like they're still pulling box cutters out. Like they retrieved like 1,500 box cutters that people were trying to travel with last year. It's like, first off, how much, you're going to a box cutting convention or you got to do a box cutting demonstration in Orlando or what are you doing with the box cutter, by the way?
Master box cutter.
I just
called across the country.
Yeah, I do an origami like box cutting thing. It's beautiful, Drew. You have to see me do it.
Why are arrested or taken for questioning?
I guess they size them up and figure out that they're just stupid guys who travel with box cutters.
How dare you? That's profiling. How dare you? How dare you?
I know. The point is. I read in the newspaper a few weeks back that they confiscated. I mean, it could have been 20,000 box cutters, you know, since 9/11. And I just thought, okay, I understand.
How many box cutter attacks are there every year?
Here's what we've learned from box cutter attacks: two is too many.
Yeah,
you know. But the point is I understand the nail clippers. I even understand the occasional weapon, which is, hey, I'm a guy who walks around with a knife in my boot, and I forgot to take it out when I went to the airport. The guy's stupid, but at least where's the box cutter factoring in? What are you doing with it? You breaking down pallets or something? What are you doing with it? Why do you got to travel with it?
That's what I'm saying. That person needs to be brought in.
All right. This is just This is just like the good white trash you see on Southwest, the guys that are flying in cut-off sweatpants and a wife beater and flip-flops. It's like, where are you going? To the beach? Like, are you flying from Cincinnati to the beach? Where are you going? Yeah. Where are you going you're wearing sweatpants with no pockets. Where are you going? What are you doing? You're wearing a sleeveless shirt and flip-flops. Does someone wake you up and push you onto this airplane? Did you not know you were leaving the day before? And want to wear a shirt with a pocket in it, perhaps? You put a pen or your sunglasses in it, or even a fanny pack at this point, you know? Like, where are you going?
Yeah, but those people usually have fanny packs.
You are right.
Direct hit.
Leather fanny packs. That's
a Harley Davidson.
That's how you know you've arrived.
Yeah.
You step up to a leather fanny pack.
Cecilia, 16. Cecilia?
Hello?
What's happening?
Well, I'm 16, and I just started hanging out with a different crowd, which is older than me, and, well, they all were revealing clothes, so, of course, I would do that, too, and since I'm, I don't know, bigger than them, I got...
What do you mean bigger?
Huh?
Bigger chested?
Yes.
Just bigger.
Bigger chested.
Alright.
And so I got the attention of this guy, and he ended up molesting me, and now I feel like I have feelings for him.
What do you mean molesting you? What does that mean?
I think it's called rape after a certain age and done by a stranger.
He forced himself on you physically?
Yeah, and he ripped off my shirt and... Yeah.
Did you have intercourse with you?
No.
Well, what did he do? He ripped off your shirt and...
And he kind of, I don't know, felt around and sucked stuff and licked stuff.
Were you trying to fight him off, or were you just kind of...
Yeah, I told him no, and he wouldn't get off me.
And did he actually tear your shirt?
Well, he unzipped my coat, and he, like, kind of ripped it.
All right, I assume there were no witnesses, right?
No, not at all.
What about God?
And there's no way to prove that he did this. So really what you got to do is stay away from these people.
Well, she likes the guy.
And how much older were they?
Well, 18. My friend was 18 that I was with.
Well, next it's going to be rape. So that's where this is going.
There wasn't the name of your kid's book?
Next it's going to be rape, yes.
I think next rape. Next stop rape. I think there's a train.
that's the smiling train. That's the French translation, yeah.
Next stop rape.
All right, so listen, Cecilia... why is it you like this guy? You must have a horrible father.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah. All right, because when you have a horrible dad, then horrible guys seem attractive.
Right. And especially when they do horrible things.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah. Well, that's how you become a horrible guy.
Well, I guess that's true.
In a way that it transcends logic. It's like, this guy abused me, but I can't stop thinking about him.
Yeah.
Could it be that I'm attracted to him because I just broke up with my boyfriend, too?
No, because your dad was a horrible guy.
Yes.
So was my boyfriend.
You're attracted to horrible people, but the fact is, it's just like being an alcoholic addict. You have to break it. You have to stay away from this. You can't even tiptoe into this at all. You got to get away from this guy.
Cecilia.
Mm-hmm.
I worry about you.
Yeah.
I worry about the future. I worry about you getting pregnant and sort of dropping out of school and sort of becoming a statistic.
Future is not bright on the path you're on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how about a little therapy or what can you do? Do you like school? Can you do something?
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. We got to talk about it, Cecilia, for a second. Here's the problem. You got a 16-year-old whose dad was an a-hole who did God knows what before he left. And then you got Cecilia, and all of a sudden she springs a set of boobs and gets guys who are attracted to her, and she's getting the attention that she never got from daddy.
Older guys.
And they're older guys, and it's exciting. And what are you going to do to talk her out of this? You know what I mean?
Well, at least maybe she can hear the fact that the situation she was just in was not something that was good for her, that she wants to repeat. Maybe she'll believe us. This is a road she's going down where people like this will treat her more like that, and even perhaps worse things will happen. Mm-hmm. And the only way to break that or keep that from happening is to stop.
Yeah.
Step back, get back into school, do other things that can get her out of there, go to college, be with people her own age.
But could you imagine for just one second, and I know Doug and... Possibly Dan. had a decent
childhood.
But
don't look at him. Don't look at him.
Well, I don't want to eyeball him, but I had a horrible childhood. Drew was medium crappy. What if at age 15 and a half, you started really filling out your trousers and the ladies started noticing, the older ladies, and all of a sudden you had 19-year-old ladies coming by staring at your groin going, wow, that Drew's really filling out his shorts. Look at that. And then said, hey, you want to drink some wine coolers? Like, I got my own van. You know, like, how quick would you be on that?
Are there ladies that actually do that?
No.
That's the point.
That's my point. I'm saying, would any of us have said no to it at 15 exactly. and a half
how
or 16?
How are you
going to tell Cecilia to, now look, focus on schoolwork.
Thankfully,
and don't listen to these guys.
A 16-year-old female has a few more neurons firing than a 16-year-old male.
As a man of exquisite passion.
She's not under the influence of the same hormonal storm that the male is.
You would have dropped out of school. Like, they could have went, like, this 19-year-old with the van and the wine coolers could have went, I'm going to need you.
Yes.
I need to perform
yeah,
more.
Yeah,
I'm going to need my friends to have sex with you. I'm going to film it. And then I need you to kill your parents. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'll pick you up at 8.
It'll be like, oh, it's a cartoon. Do
you be following the scent? Yeah. All right. Cecilia.
Yeah?
All right. Focus on school.
Please. Okay. Get out. Go to college. Go away. Go far away with your people your own age. Okay.
So
stay away from bad guys. Realize that bad guys are not going to change. They're not going to treat you well. I know it's amazingly attractive to you, but don't go after those things that are super attractive because that source of that attraction is built on very, very serious pain.
And let me say this. This is a second reason why society needs to really punish these deadbeat / a-hole dads because of the lingering psychological damage. You know, we do this thing where, well, he molested his kid or he was an alcoholic or he was physically abusive or he left his family and his 3-year-old daughter and he went and started another family. But whatever, he's not a criminal. He just left. But he has inflicted most of the time irreparable mental imagery and abuse on his young daughter, who will then hook up with a succession of abusive guys who could possibly... what percentage of women who are killed by their abusive husbands had the abusive dad who never goes to jail?
100%.
And the only thing that got him with the abusive... what turned out to be an abusive killer is the a-hole dad who was abusive.
Yep.
And he's not yet, we don't hold him, he's not culpable at all.
Not
it's just like,
way.
Well, he's not a great guy, but he led her down that path.
Yeah.
Prostitution, whatever it is. Not the strippers.
Oh, you like those?
Those are college girls who are looking for
just
a little extra money.
Yeah.
Just trying to get by.
They're trying to, you know what? They like kicks.
just
looking
kicks.
For kicks.
Just for kicks.
They're looking for kicks. All right. Who was Stank is here tonight? We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Doug and Dan here from Who Was Stank.
Oh, my God, Adam. I'm so excited.
Tell us more about this.
I'll be a hero for my kids.
Everybody around here loves the Family Guy, especially Drew. Well, actually, I got started on the Family Guy and was trying to talk Drew into it for about 2 years, and then he wouldn't listen to me. But now he's into it, and now I'm tired of it because Drew keeps bugging me about it. So
we watch those DVDs into the grave on the bus.
Yeah. Oh, really?
We can recite those things.
Yeah.
Really? Well, it's of course your favorite episode has to be Death Lives.
Which one's that?
Only Dad was still dead.
Sorry,
that's the one where I play the. Undertaker,
the Grim Reaper,
yes, one of the best episodes. But I think I'm in 2 or 3 episodes, and I think Jimmy's in a couple too. But anyway, I went to a party at Seth MacFarlane's house, saw everybody but him, and then he called me, though, a couple days later because he heard I was at the party and I never did see him, and spoke to him about the Family Guy, and they're doing like 30 episodes.
Oh.
And they're getting started on it now, or soon. And I told him, you know, Drew's a crazy fan, and I said, you really got to get him on. And he said, he'll write you in. So whenever there's a place for any kind of doctor, authority, whatever, you will be him.
Oh, my God. God
and
bless him. God
death
bless
will him. Be back. And,
death will be Adam, and I'll be life.
He doctor, said, life everybody's in, but who Stank.
Oh, oh, man. Can't you write us in for something?
What the deuce?
Can I be, like, the token Asian guy or something?
I said, I didn't even know who Stank was coming on in a few days, and I was like, why did you just make me say, don't worry about it. That's my business. And then I questioned him again, and he said, you want to come back as death, or do I got to get Norm MacDonald out of the grave? And I said, okay, no, it's cool. So I just let it go. But, yeah, so that's exciting. All you fans can see one of the best shows on TV. Family Guy. Sarah.
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
So your boyfriend of 3 years broke up with you after he read Dr. Drew's book.
You bastard, Drew.
That doesn't make sense to me.
That sucks, man.
Well, but it's also after he brushed his teeth and after he ate dinner. I mean, it's after a bunch of things. It doesn't have to be connected to
no
it.
No causational relationship here, of course.
Thank you.
Of course.
So why do you think he broke up with you?
Well, actually, I have a lot of problems in my life, and that really affected our relationship for this last, say, like 4 months or so.
Your problems did?
Uh-huh.
Oh. He didn't want to save you anymore.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't want to be my hero. Mm-hmm.
Well, by the way, the metaphor in the book, you know, I use myself as a character in the book, and the metaphor is not to abandon people, but to not need to fix them, and mm-hmm. to be present with them and let them struggle with their own issues, but not have to take the issues away and make them better.
In a nutshell, a little more hump and a little less talking.
That's what I'm saying during the break.
That's
what he's trying to do.
Oh, but you said he was
totally
leaving you.
Picking your book. No, well, see, he broke up with me. He doesn't want to be my boyfriend anymore. But, like, he still wants to be friends, and he took me to dinner. Tonight's my birthday and everything. But it's not a relationship anymore. It's just a friendship.
Are you a survivor?
Yeah, what's up with you?
Are you an abuse survivor?
Sort of.
Are you an addict?
No, not an addict. My dad has abused me a couple of times physically. That's about it.
All right, Sarah, let me say this. Here's the thing. You've had a 3-year relationship. From the age of 17 to the age of 20, you had a relationship with this guy. You should be breaking up.
Just
you don't want to turn it into a 9-year relationship,
yeah,
and then you get divorced with 2 kids after 3 years of marriage.
Yeah.
It's a better arc of life just to have your relationship. You've had it for 3 years. Now you move on.
Yes.
Fine. And you know what? Here's when you get to do, look, I hate to get preachy. As you know, I don't believe. Well, first off, the callers are the show. I don't believe in talking.
No.
But let me just speak for one moment and say, the real growth as a human being comes sort of in between things, in between the jobs, in between the relationships,
true. You're right.
And adversity there.
The jobs and the relationships keep you stuck in a certain mold.
You're in that dance, whatever it is.
Right,
you're fixing, she's needing of repair, whatever that dance you engage in your relationship, you're just dancing. It's when you get off the dance floor and sit down and grab a cup of punch, or in my case, a grain alcohol. But it's when you sit down and relax for a minute, it's when you can do a little growth. And she needs to do it. 3 years, that's enough. And I can hear it in her voice. She's not done much work in the last few years.
But I also don't feel the wholesale abuse in her voice either. Shouldn't give you that feeling of hostility and all that stuff.
No, she's one of these people who wishes she was abused more so she could live up to the tone of her voice.
Right, or blame my book.
And she's like, and after 3 years of hanging out, it's tough. It really is. It's cute at first, but eventually it's like, it's the equivalent to the chick who hooks up with the guy who's got the hair trigger temper, likes to do a little booze and a little brawl, and is dangerous. That's great for about 6 months, but it gets old eventually with the women, bailing the guy out of jail and so on and so forth.
Hopefully.
The same thing, the deer in the headlights thing for the guys, it's equivalent to that. It's cute for a while, but eventually it's like, okay, baby, look, you get a flat, you got to change your own goddamn tire. You can't give me that. Although Drew doesn't change his tire, does he?
No.
You couldn't, could you, Drew?
I could.
Call AAA, huh?
What would you do? Yeah. Drew, you need something with a fourth A in it. You know what I mean? It's even beyond AAA.
Quadruple A.
Yeah, I need the quadruple A.
It's like, I am that big a puss. Like, AAA.
I need the AAA for A-holes.
AAA.
The quadruple A.
Right. AAA is for guys who aren't you know, handy. Yeah. I am a full-blown woman. I need quadruple A.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a little break. What do you say?
Good.
Hoobah Stank here. Quick break. We'll be right back. Well, there it is, everybody. I want to thank dear friends Hoobah Stank for coming in here tonight.
Especially for the show. They can get back on a plane and go back to Miami. How good for them.
I know.
How great for them.
I know. Poor guys. Poor
can you dance. Get us on Family Guy for us?
I'll put a word in for
all
it.
All right. I'll be the too. Token, you know, half Asian dude.
You don't say, can you sound a little more Asian? I mean,
oh, yes. I would be my pureja to speak Asian.
You're only half
That's
Asian?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's right.
I've got purenti of years. I've a purekutis.
That's great.
What the deuce?
That's it.
True. Doing Stewie. All right, the reason, the name of the CD, go out and get it. The band got on a plane, flew across the country here. I was going to say halfway across the country, but no, across the country. Be on the show tonight. We always appreciate it. I'll put in a word with Seth. And
I'm your Asian guy.
All right. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla. Well, they have Trisha Takanawi, who's the token Asian
she
reporter.
She got a boyfriend.
She doesn't have the voice, though.
She got.
But it's not like that, though.
She doesn't have it like this. This is legit right here. This is, you know.
Right.
The Reason is the name of the CD.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is the reason they came out from my hands.
That's right. So, that's actually their management made them. So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.